Blog Talk Radio.
Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God of love, through this Lenten journey, purify my desires to serve you. Free me from any temptations to judge others, to place myself above others. Please let me surrender even my impatience with others, that with you, your love, and your grace, I might be less and less absorbed with myself, and more follow the desire to follow you and laying down my life according to your example. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I hope you are successfully going through your Lenten journey. We've now had 2 weeks, and this is called Small Talk. How is your week going? And I'd like to welcome our co-host, Diane, to the show, and she'll be helping us out on this show. How are you, Diane?
Wonderful, thank you.
Great to hear. We also are going to be taking your calls first today and put a twist on it. I have a question for you. And your question is, let me tell you, what have you added to your Lent this year, and how is it changing you? If you have an answer and you've added something to your Lent, I would love for you to call in and let us know. The guest call-in number is 347-989-0056. So, Diane, what have you added to your Lent this year? What have you given up? And what is a challenge that you give us as we continue to go through?
Okay. I've given up asking for patience and relax, and it seems to just come naturally. The patience just kind of comes to me. It's, if I relax, I'm fine, you know. And through all the trials we have, patience comes. It works good things in us, and that's my answer, really, in essence.
Okay. Thanks, Diana. We'll go ahead and bring Chase on because he'll probably have a great answer. So, Chase, what have you added, not given up, added to your life? How is it changing you? And what, do you have a challenge that you could give us? You're on air.
Well, I wouldn't really say I've added anything. I mean, the only thing I can really think of that I've added is making an effort to say the rosary every day, and maybe two or three or all six approved litanies the church has.
Okay.
I mean, I can easily say the as long as I have the words in front of me, I can say any of the litanies, but the toughest one has got to be the Litany of the Saints, because anyone who has the Litany of the Saints memorized is a very smart person.
Yeah.
But that's
very,
what
very
I've added.
Yeah, that's cool. I like how you've added something in. And personally, if you've listened to the shows, this Lent we're doing the 1-1-1 plan, or the KISS plan, the Keep It Simple Sinner plan. And that means we give something up, we add something in, and at the end of the 40 days, we rejoice because now we've added something good in, and we've also got rid of something bad, you know? And really, if you have not added something in, you need to do that right away, because you need to spend the time when you're sacrificing with the Lord. Personally, I gave up my bed, and I have added in praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, praying the Precious Blood Chaplet. I have added a St. John Paul II devotional book, and I've also added reading a book about Mary this Lent. And it's helping me grow and say, when I have the urge to do some of the other things that I gave up, go, oh, it's time to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, or it's time to read this book. So really, for the both of you, it sounds like you really have to add something in. And I suggest to both of you that you do so right away, that you do add something in, because it will change how great and how awesome your Lent turns out. And even better, when you add something in, they're even more rejoiceful, even more joyous when Easter comes. We're going to take a break. I would still love to hear from your voices. The guest call-in number is 347-989-0056.
We are Catholics. We are the Church. Together, we build and run hospitals, schools, shelters. We feed the hungry. We comfort the afflicted. We serve all who come. We do this in ways large and small because we are called to do it. We live in a country that promises to protect the right to practice our faith every day, everywhere. That right does not start when we enter our churches. That right does not end when we leave our pews. We are Catholics. We are Americans. We will defend our right to practice our faith free from government coercion. Join us. Together, we will be heard.
We will be heard. That's right. If you have left the church, if you have wondered about the church, we would love for you to come home to the church. We love to welcome you into His holy church. We would love to embrace your welcomeness in the church. We would love for you to join us in the Eucharist on Sundays in the Catholic Church. We would love for you to be devoted to Mary and pray the Rosary with us in the church. If you're wondering about how to come home, if you're wondering just how do I get to the next step and how do I make my journey home, you can do so by visiting CatholicsComeHome.org or by personally emailing me at catholic.teen.sb@gmail.com. Today, we're talking about our Lenten journey and how well it has went and how we are continuing to live out these few weeks of Lent that we have left. We have roughly 4 weeks left of Lent. And it's a beautiful season as always. But let's give you some challenges, shall we? Pray. I know. You hear it all the time. Keep praying. Pray. But listen. Praying for some might be the Lenten commitment, but praying is useful for anyone during Lent and the morning and throughout the day when your fast might seem too hard to maintain. Prayer can be useful to relaying your eyes and mind on the task at hand. It can also help you at the beginning of the day by telling yourself and God, with the start of a new day, you're recommitting to your Lenten obligation. It can also help to pray at the end of the day, reminding yourself that you made it through another day. Because every day is a gift from God. And I must say, don't act like you have to pray the rosary. Oh, I don't have 20 minutes. Shame on me. Don't act like you have to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. You don't have 10 minutes. Shame on me. Or any other prayer set by the church. You can simply speak from your heart. And if you have not done so yet, I ask that you copy down or you print out the original morning offering and pray that every day. The second thing, if you need to add something in, is keep a journal. Writing your thoughts and your moods and progress in a journal can help you get through the day. It not only becomes another source of accountability, but also allows you to track your efforts from start to finish and to share them with others at the end of Lent. And I personally love that idea of keeping a journal. This does not mean that you have to go out and get a notebook and a pen and write down. If you have a newer phone or if you have a computer, open up a Word document. Open up a note page on your cell phone and just do your journal in there because for some of us, texting is easier. The next thing is to have a debriefing. Ask yourself how you think you're doing each day. Are your efforts too easy, too difficult? Is there a need to modify any part of the fast? By allowing you to examine your progress each day, it will be easier to stay motivated and on track. I personally love that, and I just recently saw this, and I'm starting this myself. And that kind of ties into the journal. It kind of also ties into prayer. Because what you can do is you can do your prayer, your journaling, and your debriefing all at one time. Although we do want you to pray throughout the day and throughout the evening. I just think those all three keep are together. They keep you going. The next one is fasting is difficult. So keep going. Regardless of what you're giving up for Lent. Remember that when you fail, the only way to get to the end is to keep going. If you miss a day or have a moment of weakness, move on and start over. Lent is about personal and spiritual growth, which always means to require inner struggles. Keep your family and friends involved. Accountability is the best way to keep a long-term goal. If your family and friends are aware of your goals for Lent, they will likely help you accountable when you least expect it. And as long as they are aware, invite them to keep you accountable. Ask them to help you by calling to your attention when you appear to be wavering or not keeping your Lenten obligation for the day. The more eyes on your path, the easier it will be for you to stay on track. Plan ahead of time. If you have planned to give up food or an item, modify your diet or prepare your meals for the day ahead of time. Get organized with your new schedule. If you have something big that you're taking out of your life for Lent, you need to make yourself a new schedule. I must say, spending time with family, praying 20 minutes a day, or giving up Facebook, plan ahead to ensure your focus remains on your Lenten commitment. Here's a big one. Expect to be tempted. Whenever someone rids their body, home, or environment of a particular interest or addiction, it can be expected that the purging process won't be as easy for one. Don't be too hard on yourself if you experience temptation. Have a plan in place about how you're going to deal with temptation and ask yourself what your exit strategy or alternative will be in the moments of weakness. Remember that Lent is about the sacrifice and it's not supposed to be easy. I want to bring Diane back on the line because she knows, I know she has another question. So what's your question, Diane?
How would we advise a new Catholic who is just converted this year, you know, on how they can go through the Lenten journey and their journey of Catholicism in the best, most positive way so that they don't falter as easily?
That is a good
their,
question.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good question. I cannot hesitate. If you are not following the 1-1-1 plan or the KISS plan, the KISS method, the Keep It Simple Center, you need to add that in. Diane, I must tell you, you might have to give something up, add something in, and you will be rejoicing and joyous on Easter. To add something in, it should be 2 minutes. It could be an hour. It could be periodically throughout the day. But I have to say, once you give something up, you have to add something in. I cannot stress it more, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard both you and Chase really tell me that you really haven't added something in. I don't say that's bad, because maybe you've never heard of the 1-1-1 plan or the KISS plan. Personally, for me, in the parish I go to, my father, my priest, always talk about the 1-1-1 plan and the KISS plan. You have to add something in, because you will benefit not only from the sacrifice, but from the add-in. When you are dealing with temptation, you go to that add-in. Daily, when you're like, oh, man, I need to pray today, you go to that add-in. It can be simply...
I would like to add something, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
With structure in our daily life, for all of us, structure is the most very, very important, staying on a schedule and taking that very same time every day to pray, every day to, if you're fasting, whatever, during Lent, because any schedule change can really disrupt our day. It can cause a lack of productivity in our life, you know.
That's what I was talking about in the tips, Diane. It was the plan ahead of time. Reorganize your schedule, you know. And if you've taken something big out of your life and gave it up for Lent, you need to make a new schedule. But if you haven't made nothing big out of your life, go ahead and make a new schedule and say, you know, Diane, you are home all the time. You occasionally go out to Mass or – you know, to grocery shop, maybe out to dinner a few times a week. But you always have that schedule to go to. Personally, I have something called my prayer routine, and I have it listed from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., different prayers. So if I'm not busy that time, I'll go ahead and do that prayer. And it's simple things, Diane. The easiest thing on there is to print a random prayer card. The hardest thing probably is the join the morning prayer group online. We pray for 3 hours straight, you know. At 9 p.m., if I'm available, I do a St. John Paul II prayer and chapel hour. You know, just things like that that keep you going. And if you ever need to fall into that temptation, if you ever feel like you're going to fall into that temptation, you'll have something to look at. I keep it right above my head on my desk. So, I'm going to go lay on my bed. Wait a minute. It's 2 p.m. It's time to go do a random prayer card. Or, it's 6 p.m. It's going to go read my Take 5 meditation. So if you have not made something like that, I urge you to do so. I urge you to do so. So, Diane, tonight, please, and Chase, please find that thing to add in. And if you're listening and you have not added something in because it seems to be the common case here tonight, please, please take time tonight. Pray in front of your crucifix and your statue of Mary. Perhaps you have some relics and some prayer cards. Take some time tonight. Pray in front of it and just ask God, what can I add to my Lent? It is never too late to begin your Lent. It is never too late to start over. Jesus Christ himself dropped his cross 3 times and still picked it up and carried on. If you yourself have failed your Lent, pick it up your cross again. We serve an unfailing Lord, and don't just put it off till next year. If you put it off till next year, you're going to do the same thing next year. I must tell you, folks, following the 1-1-1 plan, you sacrifice, you add, and you rejoice. And with that, I leave you tonight. I ask you to pray tonight for 15 or 20 minutes in front of your crucifix and say, God, what can I add in? And perhaps if you've already added something in, go ahead and add it in. Perhaps if you are finding that it's too easy, add something else in. Give something else up. Never too late to modify your Lent. May God bless you all. May you have a blessed evening. I'd also like to ask if you would keep my cousin Karen in your prayers. She's doing really bad, and we do not know how much longer she will have with us. May God bless you all. May Jesus bless you, and Mary watch over you.
Jesus, Mary.